Equal pay. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. No sooner had the U.S. women won the World Cup than the chant arose from the stands. Equal pay. And CBS's Vladimir Dutier reports the money is clearly there.
In the past 3 years, the women's games have generated nearly $51 million in revenue compared to $49.9 million for the men's matches.
So how did the women get their share? Well, if I, as a man, may make just an observation, when male athletes find themselves feeling exploited, they hold out. They don't show up. In the NBA, some players are now so powerful, they can not only name their price, they can assemble their own teams. Holding out, of course, can be risky, but there's also risk in thinking the chants and tweets are going to bring that payday. So here's an idea. Under the current contract for the U.S. women, the players get a cut of the merchandising. The money is split equally between the members of the team, so the fans have some clout here. If you believe in equal pay, buy the official swag. And buy the heck out of it! Buy the official t-shirts, buy the official socks, the official toys, the official bobbleheads, no matter the price. That would speak louder than any chant, and you'll feel good knowing that you've righted or wrong. You'll feel especially good with the bobblehead because they automatically love everything you do. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.